1360KHNC.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. You know, I've been looking into this Azov Battalion. President Putin has moved the Russian troops, as we all know, into the Ukraine to denazify this Azov and the nationalists that are Nazis that have occupied the Ukraine since World War II, the end of World War II. And I'm going to just begin by stating that the Azov Battalion, they are not centered only in western Ukraine. No. Actually, they're here in the good old U.S. of A. Now, there are cities here in the United States that have recruited. They've come into the cities within this nation to recruit California, Southern California, Berkeley, North Carolina. They are recruiting internationally. People don't realize this, but I thought we should know, because as Russia is removing these forces out of Ukraine, which have caused so much conflict, which were the intention of the Azov Battalion with CIA operatives planning to go into and cause damage to the nuclear facilities so that they could spread nuclear fallout and blame it on Russia. Go into the laboratories where they're doing bioweapon, all their research, not only research, but also actually creating weapons. And the psychological operations to demonize Russia have been, to a great degree, successful, but not fully. Now, they've been recruiting the Azov Battalion. They've been recruiting heavily in Sweden, Spain, Italy, Canada, France, as well as Russia. They've recruited out of Germany. They pulled in roughly about 50,000 members into that battalion from 17 countries, again, including the United States. They are international to, not totally international, Western nations mainly is their focus. So, now, the president of the Ukraine, Zelensky, he is Jewish. And as a Jewish person, he did have problems initially with the Azov Battalion. But he was able to work out agreements with them and gave them the opportunity to take the front lines in this battle. Now, he's Jewish, working with Nazis. Where have we heard this before? Adolf Hitler? working with, as a Jew, quarter Jew, working with the Nazis, hiding the fact that he was Jewish from the SS. And Zelensky now is stating, after all this time, since the 24th of February, now Zelensky is saying, this is out of all the whatdoesitmean.com. I'll read a few out of What Does It Mean and then other articles. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, he is now stating that he is open to compromise. He's open to compromise in this matter with what's happening in Russia. Well, that's interesting. Let's look at this for a second. This is out of ZeroHedge.com. He is placating Moscow. Zelensky stated he's open to compromise on the status of two breakaway pro-Russian territories in the Donbas region. And he said Vladimir Putin recognizes these breakaway regions as, because they're so heavily, the Russian people live in these areas. Zelensky stated that I've cooled down regarding the question a long time ago, after we understood that NATO is not prepared to accept Ukraine. So finally, Zelensky is seeing clearly. He's been hoping NATO would allow the Ukraine into the NATO fellowship. But he's been forced into a compromise. So the Azov battalion, these Third Reich Nazi resurgent forces that were initially embedded in the Ukraine in the mid-40s, late-40s, when Adolf Hitler was planning an invasion of Russia, presently they're being crushed. The Russian forces are crushing them. Russia has no intention of taking over the Ukraine. No intention. Russia, Vladimir Putin, has stated he wants the Ukraine, he wants the government to begin to do what they're supposed to do, to rule the country, and not to allow these forces to interfere. We'll be right back.
Hey listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com.
Thank you. This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
From 2 to 3, The Present Truth, Sundays, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio program. Program streamed at all times, podcasts for my programs, and the other hosts, 1360KHNC.com. Zelensky stated that NATO, the alliance, is afraid of controversial things and confrontation with Russia. The man is straight out brilliant. He is a brilliant individual. Of course, these nations don't want confrontation with Russia. Vladimir Putin has made it very clear to the globalists of the West. He will use nuclear weapons if forced to. They continue to force and push. But Putin has made it clear. He is not going to allow, and when he says the invasion, when he says the placing of nuclear weapons in Eastern European nations, what he's saying is he is not going to allow the Pilgrim Society globalists to be successful in their plan to destroy the Russian government and take over Central Asia. That is what Vladimir Putin is stating. He can't state it that way. I can. He can't state it that way because people think he's absolutely nuts. Now, you may think I'm nuts too, but that's okay. I'm not the president of Russia. But the fact is, he is stating his war is with not NATO, not Europe. His war is with the globalist powers in the secret societies that have ruled the nations from the time of the English, 1600 years, or in the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s. But now the power structure has changed to the United States. Two secret societies, one in London, one in New York. These secret societies, I will tell you what they control. Let me just tell you, everything that they control and that they have controlled and been in the process for 100 years of controlling philanthropy and non-governmental organizations in the United States especially. The world of law, lawyers, which they have controlled in this country. Look at the presidents of this country that have been attorneys. Look at the Clintons. Look at Obama. Look at all of the people in the political world in America that have been attorneys at one time or another. These secret societies send their children to the universities to learn law. I had a debate with some friends back in the 70s. My question was concerning the Kennedy family. Was Joseph Kennedy going to allow his boys to become doctors? Were they heads of industry, teachers. No. Joe Kennedy made it clear to all of his boys they were going to take the bar. They were going to become attorneys. They were going to become attorneys. And even the young Kennedy boy, John Kennedy Jr., I think he took the bar twice and failed it. And with each failure, he went from getting a brand new BMW and a 15,000 Rolex to getting a nice pat on the back and a birthday dinner and blowing out the candles. No, no. Joe Kennedy made it clear that his children were going to make laws. The globalists own the world of law. Business. They control the businesses. The multinational corporations are controlled and protected, controlled really by the United States government. The laws are passed for them. Science, technology, our science and technology is all over the world. It's in the Ukraine, in the bio labs in the Ukraine, in the nuclear programs in the Ukraine, government and military. Our government is imposing its will upon the nations of the world. The world must become a democracy. Democracy means just what you see right now in Washington, D.C., in the new Democrat Party. The Democrat Party, prior to Joe Biden taking over, was a, to some degree, independent party. No, now the Democrat Party is the ruling party of this country. It is a totalitarian ruling party. It will always be. It will not be replaced. With that, I have a small note. My note is, why aren't the Democrats afraid? Why aren't they in terror concerning the coming election? Why aren't they worried? Because continuity of government is going to protect them. Just about the time the Republican Party and candidates are sworn into office, something's going to happen to change the laws of the land. And this present administration is not going to leave power. This is my observation, my view, my opinion. But I realize they're not afraid of the coming election, which tells me something. You know, going back to quickly, the Azov Battalion, the Nazis, they were there in January 6th. They were there at the Capitol. That was part of the group that was there protesting. Not one of these people, not a person, was... the U.S. government knew about it. Intelligence knew about it. Washington, D.C. law enforcement knew about it. No one was prosecuted. No mention in the press about Azov Battalion members being at the January 6th protest. Now we'll go back to Zelensky. No, I'm going to finish with... Who? The New World Order. It's already in place. It's already controlling these science and technology, the governments, the military. The New World Order, the military forces are in the Ukraine presently, in the Middle East. They control finance and economics. The train that they have been directing is going to get away from them. They think they can control through all their apparatus the way that they want the world to go. The Bible says there's going to come a time when it will get away from them. and they're not going to be able to control it. And it is going to, well, I'll back up. They're trying to control everything. They're sowing to the wind. They're going to reap the whirlwind that they cannot control. And the punishments are going to come to the whole world. Finance and economics, the global reset will work against them. The people that are in the occult, who do everything in secret, they do everything on Bitcoin. No one knows what they do, what they buy. The adrenochrome that they purchase on the dark web, children, slaves, drugs, hits to kill people. Once we go to the digital currency, all of these satanic coven members are going to be, the government of this country, of the New World Order, is going to know who they are. They want to hide themselves. No, they're going to be found out. They also own media, culture, the matter of Hollywood, entertainment, sports, everything in this society, in the global societies, their hand is in everything. Education, history, religion. This new religion the world is going into is an occult religion. They control and direct energy, resources. Another big one that they have their hands in that they control, health and medicine. Are we familiar with that one? Do we think that what has happened in the last 24 months, 25 months, is not directed by somebody, someone, some organization? Nope. They control it all. And the plan is to destroy Russia. They're not going to be able to do it, like I've stated for the last couple, 3 weeks. Russia's going to be destroyed, but not in her own land. Her armies are going to go into the Middle East and be destroyed east of the Jordan River in the present-day area called Jordan. So Zelensky, going back to Zelensky, he's losing support from the NATO nations. Again, the globalist objective is to prevent Russia from expanding the military into additional Eastern European nations. And Russia, that is not part of Russia's strategy, but that's what's being reported, that Russia is going to begin to invade the nations there in Eastern Europe. No, Russia doesn't have a plan to do that and is not going to do that. Russia is befriending a group of nations, Turkey, Georgia, Armenia, Latvia, Belarus, Iran, and these nations are going to become part of the new Soviet Union. It's now Russia plus the other nations, but eventually it's going to be Russia working with these nations and their armies to move south to the nation of Israel, to the mountains of Israel, to the east of the Jordan River. Russia, there's nothing in the Ukraine. You can go to a junkyard and find the nicest vehicle in the junkyard, and you're probably not going to buy it because it's not worth anything. Russia doesn't want the Ukraine. The Ukraine is it is a multi-personality nation. It has too many demons, too much conflict. The demons in Russia, I mean the nation is a total mess. Who wants to clean that mess up? Not Russia. Russia doesn't want to spend her ruble to clean up a mess, something that's never going to benefit Russia in any way. So what the Western press is saying about Russia expanding, forget it. It's not true. Russia's going south to warmer climates. Rick Rodriguez will be right back with the present truth. Hold on. We're going to be right back.
Want to tune into a talk show program where the subject matter actually matters and something you want to discuss? Join me, JD, for Swamp Fight, Saturdays from noon to 1, right here on AM 1360.
How would you like some free advertising? Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Reasons to own gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
I told you so.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
You know, with the president of the Ukraine, Zelensky, basically the world is seeing him, watching him being thrown under the bus by the United States, by NATO. NATO doesn't want conflict with Russia. What are they, nuts? EU, they don't want conflict with Russia. Germany stated just here in the last day that they have to have Russia's gas for their nation. If not, their nation comes to a halt economically. They can't manufacture anything. Germany, they don't want Russia to be destroyed. They need gas. Western Europe, they need gas. So Zelensky's been thrown under the bus. Is there going to be a global wide world, a great world war taking place there? No. There's going to be problems, but no, Russia is not going to be destroyed, and her armies are not going to be destroyed on the land of Russia. And the Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, I keep mentioning these chapters to you. Read the chapters. This, the chapters about the great nation of Rosh in the land of Magog, the home of two of the ancient sons of Noah, Japheth. He had two children, Meshech and Tubal. These are the peoples that live in present-day Russia. And God said he's going to bring these peoples out of Russia. They're going to join the military. Many of the young men are going to move to the mountains of Israel, to the east of the Jordan River. They're going to be destroyed. No, there's not going to be nukes thrown on Russia to kill and to annihilate the armies of Russia. The Russian armies will be destroyed in Israel. Russia, according to Ezekiel, is to join with a collective, a group of comrades, of compadres, and all together they will bring their armies south to warmer climate in Israel. There they will be destroyed. The army will be so big that it's going to take 7 months to bury all the bones. 7 months of burying these people that come down. I believe also that actually Russia is going to rid the Nazi element out to a great degree, and eventually I think armies of the Ukraine will come with Russia. Turkey's going to come. Iran will come also. And also there's going to be some of the surrounding mercenaries from some of these states that will come also to destroy Russia. So Zelensky and the CIA operations and the objectives of the U.S. to destroy Russia at the present time have been set in motion. But Russia hasn't completely worked out the problems with her nations that are going to come with her. But right now, with this conflict that's taking place, many of the nations surrounding Russia, as well as China, India, some nations in South America, Middle East, are on board with Russia, resisting the New World Order. Not just resisting NATO and America. They're resisting the secret societies that have controlled the world for plus 100 years plus. Who are some of these secret societies? Well, what about members of the Skull and Bones who go to Yale and are now in the present, are in the United States government? Those in Europe that are not Skull and Bones necessarily, but European secret societies, like the Dual Society. There's a Scroll and Key, Rosicrucians, the Facets of the Illuminati, the Ku Klux Klan is another secret order, Hermetic Order of the Golden Age. How about Knights of Pythias, Ordo Templi Orientis, Golden Knight of the Eagle, the Priory of Sion, you've heard of that, again, the Thule Society. Then you have the Loyal Order of the Moose, Knights of Columbus. My father was a Knights of Columbus member. Freemasonry. So it goes on and on. Knights Templar. It just goes on and on and on. Shriners. And these secret societies, Russia is standing up to these secret societies. And the nations that are presently in alliance with Russia, they're not just, they're actually in a roundabout way. If the presidents of these nations would come out, the presidents would say, we're backing Russia because Russia is standing up against the global rulers of the world. That's why we're backing Russia. We're tired of being ruled by the secret societies, by the International Monetary Fund, by the World Bank, by the IMF. We're tired of being ruled by America and the petrodollar. We're being robbed. We're being cheated. We're being controlled. We're in bondage. We're tired of being controlled by the Bilderbergers and by the Davos group. We don't want to be controlled by Klaus Schwab and this coming New World Order economic digital system that they want to bring the world to. We're tired of it. These presidents of these nations are saying what I'm just telling you. They can't say it openly because they'll be assassinated. So I'll say it for them. I'm putting words in their mouths. They are fighting the control of these globalists in the head of the snake, Pilgrim Society, in New York City to control the Congress, Senate. Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio. He bumps elbows with the Pilgrim Society rulers in New York City. Same with Lindsey Graham. These guys want to live. We'll be back with Rodriguez, the President.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
See you at the show.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Okay. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Sunday from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I want to thank everybody for your financial help to keep me on this air, on this program. Thank you very much. Now, with this war that's taking place, and it is an undeclared war, it is war, with the economic sanctions that were put on Russia by the person in the White House, is an act of war in itself. It's not a declared war in the sense that bombs aren't flying and American soldiers are, we don't know about the conflict between Russia and American forces. But it's an undeclared war. When you put sanctions on another nation, that is basically stating we are at war with you. America is not going to destroy Russia. NATO is not going to destroy Russia. The EU nations are not going to destroy Russia, at least not in the area of present-day Russia. Russia is going to be destroyed again east of the Jordan River in Israel, or in present-day Jordan. Present-day Jordan will become property of Israel shortly. Then, once Israel takes over present-day Jordan and destroys Damascus, then Russia is going to come and be destroyed. This is in Bible prophecy. This is not an opinion, not a view. This is fact. What we're seeing in Russia, happening in Russia, in the Middle East, or up in the Eastern Europe, is in the Bible. In Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. I'm going to read a few verses out of Revelation chapter 6. Okay? I've read these before, but I'm going to read them again. Famine is coming. A loaf of bread in Revelation chapter 6, verse 6. A quart of wheat for a day's wages, or 4 cups of wheat for a day's wages, 3 quarts of barley for a day's wages, or a loaf of bread for $20. That's inflation. Also, because of inflation, people are not going to be able to buy food, so there's going to be famine. Then there's another seal. That's the third seal. The first seal is a white horse whose rider carried a bow and a crown. And the crown meant that the rider had victory. God is going to allow the secret societies of the world that give direction to the militaries to go into the world and create war and cause death. God is going to allow it. He's going to allow them to have victory over the nations. And that really, in a sense, is talking about the coming Antichrist and his nation. The second seal, a fiery red horse, meaning bloodshed, like the world has never seen. It's going to ride, and the rider is going to be empowered to take peace from the earth, so that men are going to slaughter each other with great slaughter, with violence and death. The third seal, a living creature called and said, "Look, there is a black horse, and when you starve to death, you turn black." Famine. And the rider has in his hand a pair of scales, or a balance. There was another voice in the midst of the four creatures. Oh, I already read this one. Now, verse 7. The fourth seal, death. A fourth seal, I heard a voice saying, "Come." I looked, behold, now an ashen, pale, greenish gray. This is talking, I believe, about a few different things. The green movement that will take place, the environmental movement that will take place at the end of the world. This movement is going to be in itself more destructive than famine or the militaries. A pale greenish gray horse. There's another translation in the Amplified, it says this: it's an ashy pale horse, black and blue, as if made by bruising. Now this horse is talking also about diseases. You know, when you go to the hospital, you get a shot and they bruise your skin. It's kind of turns kind of dark. This is pale, greenish gray, and also black and blue, as if made by bruising. What's happening with people that are getting these vaccinations? Another thought here. There's no such word in the Old Testament as gangrene. John didn't know how to use the word gangrene. In other words, people are going to begin to die, the whole body, not just a finger, a hand, an arm, but they're going to begin to get gangrene systemically. The Bible is very clear. You can trust what it says. It gives insight, like, well, it just gives insight that if we look, it doesn't use our vernacular, but it does give insight. And then through observing and understanding what John and God was saying through the prophets, we can understand and have the terminology for our day. Gog and Magog means Russia, the spirits that rule Russia. In the land of Magog, it's a nation with the people called Rosh, R-O-S-H, which are the children of Noah through his two sons, Meshech and Tubal. These are families that are going to come to be destroyed. God said he's going to punish them because of the sins of the past, and God is using Vladimir Putin to protect them for their destiny from the desired destiny of the globalists. Destroy Russia, don't let Russia come back. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
every life we have some.
I just wanted to present the mysteries that are in the Bible for our time. Many mysteries. One of the mysteries is Russia. And the mystery of the globalists in the world at the end of the world. That mystery is in chapter 17 of Revelation. There will be a global agenda with a network of, like I read earlier, I've already read them to you, secret societies that control everything internationally and in this country. The reason why the American people must be restricted from interfering with the globalist plan is because the Bible says this plan is going to take place. Nobody's going to stop it. No protests. You can protest. You can drive to Washington, D.C. and in your semi or in Canada. You can protest on the streets of France, the nations, the cities in France, Germany, England. We can protest, but the protests are really what the Bible says, mankind that will cry out for justice at the end of the world from the people who are evil, that bring misery, hardship, death, hurt, suffering to the nations of the world. The Western world has not suffered like the second and first world, or third world nations. Then there's the fourth world nations. The fourth world, these people have absolutely zero rights. They're the people that are in bondage like the Uyghurs in Western China. That's the fourth world. The third world people that are starving in the poor countries, at least they can leave their homes and go outside into the lay in the sun if they want, and maybe forage for food. They have some freedom. But the fourth world, those in the camps in China, have absolutely zero freedom. The protests that the Bible says will take place in the last 10 years before Christ returns have begun. They begun because of the pandemic, man-made operation to not just kill people, but to rob people, to take what they've worked hard for. All of their plans are given to them by people who have an ability to hear what is being spoken in the invisible world down the rabbit hole. In the other dimension, and they get insight into the other dimension, and the other dimension tells them how to create these viruses in the lab, how to get deeper than the DNA. One of the smallest viruses known is the AIDS virus, and using the AIDS virus to take evil into the deepest part of an individual's molecular structure, DNA structure. That information came from the invisible world of the fallen angels. We'll finish tomorrow. See what's going to happen tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360khnc.com. This program, all the other hosts, talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening. Don't lose any sleep. You got to be back tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's five total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM.